but don't care about it. We tend to live in a society today that's somehow lost a lot of patience. A lot of people have become very impatient about things. We want things now. We don't want to have to wait. And I'm exactly the same. Do you know, I hate it in a shop. You go in a shop, you see something you like, and you say to them, have you got this in stock? And they say, I'll just check. And off they go. And they come back and say, yes, we have it in stock. And I said, well, I'll have one then. And they say, it can be delivered next Wednesday. I hate that. When they say it's in stock, it should be in stock. I want it now. And so we don't have to wait. There's all sorts of offers on, aren't there? Buy now, pay later. Buy now, pay nothing for 6 months. Then you end up paying nearly twice as much in 6 months' time because you haven't paid any of it off. Our society today is telling us not to be patient. If we want something, we can have it, and we can have it now. Well, today, we start the season of Advent. And Advent is a reminder to each one of us that we are a people in waiting. Now, the church has always been waiting. And there are some factions within the church who wait with great expectation that it's going to happen soon. And they use all sorts of things to try and work out just when. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. They plan, when's the end of the world? When's Jesus coming in glory? It's going to be soon. And we know when it's going to be because we can work it out from reading the scriptures. I don't know how many times they've got it wrong, but they still keep on doing it. So you can be the kind of person who, while we're waiting for Jesus, is really keen and eager for it to happen. Or you can be on the other end of the scale. The type of person who's so laid back they're lying down. There's no real hurry about it because we don't know when it's going to be, so we'll just wait. I believe we've got to be somewhere in the middle of those two. Because Jesus has told us that he will come again. And in the church, there's a very posh word for that. It's called the parousia. Or you can pronounce it in so many different ways, but I say parousia, which means the second coming of Christ in glory at the end of time. And while we wait, yes, I believe we've got to be patient. But while we wait, we're not waiting, doing nothing. While we wait, we're called to do something. And what is that something? Well, last week, if you remember to last week, we had the reading of the sheep and the goats, didn't we? It was last week, wasn't it? Yes? Somebody's nodding. I preached about it, I'm sure it was last week. Last week we had the parable of the sheep and the goats. And that was painting a picture for us of what's going to happen when Christ comes in glory at the end of time. He's going to be sitting on the throne. All the nations are going to be gathered, and he's going to separate people as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. So while we're waiting, not just sitting back, not just waiting for the next bus to come along, while we're waiting, Who do you want to imitate? The sheep or the goats? You see, we are called as followers of Jesus to be like the sheep in that parable. And if you remember what it was all about, was about what we do for the least amongst us, what we do for the most needy in our society. That's what it was all about. So it was about feeding the hungry, giving drink to those who are thirsty, clothing the naked, giving shelter to those who have no home, visiting those who are sick or in prison. So if we want a blueprint for our Advent, as we think about the second coming of Christ and that we're being patient and we're waiting for it, we have to be people who are like those who are cast as the sheep. This time of year, there are so many wonderful examples of how people try to do that. Only this morning, I got an email pop-up, a work email. I know it's the weekend, but never mind, I can't resist reading them. An email popped up and said, "You have a new fundraiser on Just Giving." So I went to have a look to see who it was and what they were doing. And it was a mother that had set up a page for a young daughter. The daughter looks about 7 or 8. And she was so moved by seeing homeless people on the streets that she set up a Just Giving page because she wants to do something to help them for Christmas. And she set herself a target of £100, and she's got £45 already, and she only set it up this morning. We had a phone call from a school. They want to collect scarves, hats, gloves. Because there are people having to sleep out on the streets in this cold weather. There are people wanting to donate food. People all the time bringing in cash. It's wonderful. They want to help. This time of year is a time when people think about those who are less fortunate. And you know, even the Mayor of London got involved. There's a thing called, just to let you know, that it's not just individuals that do this. There's a thing called SWEP. Have you ever heard of SWEP? S-W-E-P. It's called the Severe Weather Emergency Protocol. And it used to say that if it's forecast that the weather, the temperature overnight is going to be below -3 for 3 nights running, the local authority has to instigate the severe weather emergency protocol so that nobody runs the risk of dying on the streets in the cold weather. Mayor Carl has come along and he's reduced the requirement. As soon as it's forecast that the temperature hits 0 degrees for one night, SWEP must be instigated. So there are people who are giving us the lead and showing us what it means to be sheep. So as we wait, don't forget, you see, because all the pressure around us is telling us that Advent is about getting ready for Christmas. Well, if that's the way you approach this Advent, you've missed the meaning of Advent altogether. It's a real reminder to us as people of God, as a church, that we are waiting for that second coming of Christ, and that while we wait, we need to imitate the sheep, to be thoughtful, to be caring, to be loving, to be kind to those people who are not as fortunate as we are, so that should the Lord come in his glory and open the books, we will be counted among the sheep.